This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The ready. This is the DJV experience. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, getting the names that you may not be familiar with out there. So here we go with another hour of conversation. I'm going to do one thing that will annoy some people.
Okay.
Get it right out there.
Thanks for the warning.
Yeah. Well, this is the politics of the following information. Have sent me into the ozone. I have a tendency to be a conspiratorialist anyway, but when you go back to September 11th and you know in your heart and your soul that George Bush protected in some way, shape, or form, or Cheney did, the Saudis, cleaned out that school that was across the street from the towers and all that other stuff. So in our heart of hearts and in our soul of souls, we know the Saudis were up to their mickey in what happened September 11th. 19 of those people involved in the caper were from Saudi Arabia. And yet we've denied it. Our political leaders keep slapping the back of the Saudis. Oh, they're our great friends and pals. And the whole business about where we're going to let people in from these various countries or not, whether there's six countries on you can't come to our country list. So now, on top of that, there's a study that's been done and released this week that is so damning. It so points to the Saudis. The United Kingdom, the government of England, says that Saudi Arabia is the largest foreign promoter of Islamist extremism in their country. There's a foreign affairs think tank called the Henry Jackson Society, a group calling for public inquiry in the UK into the role of the Saudis in terrorism in their country. They claim there is clear and growing information between the various Islamist organizations that get overseas funds and the jihadist groups, the promoters of violence, in their country. This is really a very compelling story, and I'm so tired as an individual, as a human being, as an American. We see this extremism coming from Saudi Arabia, and it's like they're untouchable. The old days of the untouchables in terms of not only what went on in Chicago, but there were religious groups that were untouchable. I find this abhorrent and don't know where, other than using my bully pulpit, where to go with this. So I'm open to ideas, ladies, and whoever thinks of this because of the other radio program you do, Jennifer, it's more likely this would come to the surface in your everyday reading and preparation. It's disgusting. And why we put up with it, why it is that we let these people snow us, other than there's so much money connected to various interests, most of them having to do with the petroleum. Maybe the Volvo electric car will put them in their place, Victoria. Something has to be done to put these people in their place.
But that is a good example. I mean, that take away our need for them, and there you go. I mean, that's letting the market
In case
thrive.
You don't know, Volvo says all those cars launched after 2019 will be the electric or hybrid cars. And by the way, Volvo is not owned by the Swedes anymore. It's owned by a Chinese company called Geely. I don't know if you knew that or not. And so that's something that's an up yours to the Saudis. But how is it we just turn our back on this all the time, this information?
Well, I mean, this is what people have been talking about. I mean, when it comes to ISIS, there are plenty of places for refugees to be resettled closer to their area of origin. rather than being shipped all over Europe or shipped all over the United States. And Saudi Arabia has the capabilities, the resources that are going unused when it comes to those refugees, and they're not taking them in. And so you need someone who's going to be a little more heavy-handed on Saudi Arabia. I mean, I think one of the biggest accomplishments that Trump's done, one of them so far, is that he actually brokered this deal with Saudi Arabia, where the United States is said to, it's an arms deal, but the United States is said to make a lot of money off of them. And I think you have to start getting something back from this country that has really floated for a long time because of its influence and its money.
Is the way to do it, though, with weapons of war?
Well, you know what? You might as well be making the money from this country at some point. They are a strong ally. I mean, who knows when that changes? But
I got no use for them. I'll tell you that if they disappeared from the face of the earth, wouldn't bother me in the least. It's too obvious. There's too much of it. All right. So here's something else. The business about the Pope and what I've said about him. On this air, I believe he's proven himself to be the best leader in the world at a time when we need leadership. So I'm wondering whether there's some kind of side. Other people recognize that, including people in his own church. Jennifer, you're Catholic, so I would ask you this as we talk about this drug-fueled gay sex party at the apartment of the Pope's key aide. The Pope is outraged, apparently, and you can understand that given what he has presented himself to be. But this is the second time in as many weeks where there has been an attack on the Pope, or sideways attack. His aide, who was from Australia, and the gay business, the perversion of sex with boys. Now this. So, is there something going on where the Pope is being, the people who are around him don't like the fact that he's getting so much good publicity? Is this stuff that goes on all the time, or is this just, I don't understand, I know that it's going on, and it's troubling to see this if you're a person of the faith, but is there something else going on here that it makes for a good movie?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I would make.
Well,
for
think
a good
about
movie.
It for a second. First, there's the cardinal from Australia, who's up to his ears
right.
in this child endangerment stuff, mm-hmm. And now there's the report over the weekend that the Pope's chief aide, Cardinal Francisco Coco Palmario, had a big gay sex party
right.
in his apartment.
Well, I mean, I don't know if those are the makings of a movie. I mean, I think they're probably pretty serious allegations, but, without the church, Yeah, everybody is a human being. I mean, I think to put them up on a majestic pedestal, it only sets you up for disappointment because these are people, and some of them are going to be good people, and some of them are going to be not so good people, yep. And... you know, there's a lot of people who enter the priesthood or who enter a life of spirituality because they might be fighting something in their other lives, and I think that's what you see manifesting itself here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes sense. I'll go for that. Victoria, does that make sense to you?
Totally. Yep.
Yeah. And it's not likely that you're a Quaker is going to happen in your surroundings. Kara, I forget what your church or religious background is.
As of now, it's essentially non-existent.
Well, but did you grow up in some
No, not really. No. I went to church occasionally with my grandparents when I went to go spend the night at their place, or maybe if I was there for an Easter service. I've dated a couple guys who were religious, so I would occasionally go to church with them. But
remember
that's
the
C&E
crowd, in other words.
A what crowd?
The C&E crowd.
I don't actually
Christmas and Easter.
Oh, Christmas and Easter crowd. Right. Okay. Yeah, not even really, which is probably why I don't know what that means.
Are more and more people growing up around this? I did not expose my children knew what my, well, because both of us, when I say both of us, my former wife and only wife, mother of my children, was a nun in the Catholic Church and got out, and first person she met was me, and we got married. And so she had hardened experiences in the Catholic Church that weren't for a while. She had so much guilt. She went to Mass every day on her way to school. She taught school, as did I at that point. And she went. She was so riddled with her experiences that she had as a nun. She tried to use her faith to get rid of them and found that they got worse as she spent more time in church. So she just, by the time the children came along, disavowed her connection to the church and pretty much to all religion because of the hypocrisy she felt. I didn't feel there's hypocrisy. I just didn't feel there's any message. When I got out of school, I was very much involved in church and church affairs through my younger years, through high school, through college, and then I just dropped out. And so my children had no exposure to real religion in the sense, the organized commercial industrial religion of any
sort.
Yeah,
I think some people have a very dramatic relationship with it, especially if you grow up. You know, some people grow up in a very strict religious household and then they continue on with that in their life.
Yeah.
And other people grow up with that and then rebel against it and don't want anything to do with it later and don't want to raise their children in that household. But I'm not Catholic and I've always, or at least for multiple years, considered myself agnostic. So more that I don't specifically believe, or maybe I just don't have enough knowledge to know what's out there. And so I'm open to other people believing in whatever they want to believe and being religious, but I don't think that I have enough knowledge to say that for sure that there is a God or that there isn't a God. And
yeah.
So church has just never really been the place for me.
So there's the difference between agnosticism and atheism in terms of belief in God. See, I really strongly believe that there is a God, whether it's however you describe it, infinite intelligence, supreme being, whatever. I just think there's no explanation for all the things that go on that makes any sense other than to have a thread of some kind of power that is so far greater than we are that it's whether you worship that power. See, I think that's where it comes. You give over your own control. Worshipping and acknowledging are two different things. And so it just becomes a question of semantics, much as anything else, I believe. But there's so much power, political power, in the Catholic Church, much more so than any other religious organization, I think. Although, certainly now you look at the Muslim world, and there's lots of political power there, that's for sure, and we don't necessarily like it all. 19 past the hour on DJV.
Guess what, Friday? Thursday is coming for you. You've been the best day of the week for far too long. But now every Thursday, Buffalo Wild Wings sells boneless wings at a discounted price. That's right, Friday. Thursday's looking real confident. And it's not afraid to use partial-priced wings to be the big man on the calendar. Boneless Thursdays. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st.
Whoa, it's always a good time. Whoa.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer.
Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months of $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Enjoy a throwback Thursday musical segment here at 24 past the hour. Oftentimes these are aimed at yours truly, going into the musical world that I was in. I wasn't in 77, though. This is the list of top five tunes from this week in 1977. I was a jock from 65 to 74, but this stuff is very close to me. And I expect to a lot of you who like transformative music, and there's certainly nothing more transformative. The first Rocky movie was out, and Bill Conti was the one responsible for the theme for it, or from it, called Gonna Fly Now, number five this week, 1977. Listen to this. The chorus was just, there was no real, it didn't need any lyrics. Everybody who heard this, everybody right now hearing it, has that image of Sylvester Stallone running up the steps, right? Isn't that what you get when you hear this?
Completely, yep.
Yeah. That's what you get. All right, so that's number five. Number four, Marvin Gaye's last big song. This is part one of Gotta Give It Up. This is
great. I love this song.
Over the top, great. Just move with it.
This makes me couch dance.
Really?
It's early in the morning, but I am couch dancing right now to this song.
Both my legs are keeping up with this. Marvin Gaye, great talent. Father, son, and him. Thinking about religion, our conversation about religion. His father was a minister, and Marvin had been living it up, and his dad didn't like it, and he challenged him one night when he came home, and they got into a big fight, and the old man shot him.
What a waste.
Oh, God. All right, that's number four. Number three, another great, not good, but great collaboration in the form of a group called Fleetwood Mac. And this is one of their first big ones called Dreams. Players only play when we love you, when you're playing. Yeah, 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 yeah.
When I mean, this band had a lot of drama and a lot of sexual tension, but it's amazing how many, how these acts all, I mean, Buckingham Nicks was an established act and a couple, and how they blended into this existing machine. It's incredible.
Yeah. Well, this is a lot. ABBA was around about the same time with some of the same stories, actually, internally as Fleetwood Mac. This is good stuff, though. Number three this week, 1977 is the year. Dreams belonging to Fleetwood Mac. Number two, it gets even better if you get closer to the top. I'm your boogeyman. This is KC, Sunshine Band. All right, Kara, crank this puppy up. Where did this go? Where did all these songs that sound like this go?
Why can't we still have this stuff?
I know, right?
Yes.
Good stuff.
It is. Really is. All right, so we'll cap off the list. This song that you're about to hear was number three. I'm sorry, was number one for 3 weeks in a row. Belongs to Stephen K. Wonder. Sir Duke, about Duke Ellington. What's better than this?
In the water this week in 1977, right? This might be my favorite throwback ever.
This stuff makes you happy. It makes you just feel good. And this shows you the talent this guy had. It's just he was coming into his own about now. His tribute to Duke Ellington. People didn't even know who Duke Ellington was. Even then didn't know who Duke Ellington is or was. Never mind now. This is Stevie's tribute to him. 28 after the hour, the DJ V Show. And again, Doug, DJ.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, much as with humans, too many calories and a lack of exercise can spell trouble for our pets. Unfortunately, it appears many people have a difficult time acknowledging that their dog or cat is overweight. According to a nationwide survey, while only 22% of guardians surveyed believe their dog is overweight, the Association for Pet Obesity reports that a staggering 53% of dogs are actually overweight or obese. This perception gap may be a key factor in what they consider to be an epidemic in pet obesity. I've been seeing it for years and years and years. You know, pet obesity affects our pets the same way as being obese affects people. Arthritis, diabetes, joint problems, and many other problems as well. That's why it's really critical. You know, pets don't gain weight by themselves unless there's something medically wrong. We're in charge of their feeding. So if your pet is overweight, chances are you're feeding him too many calories and he's not getting enough exercise. Try several small meals throughout the day, a little pet aerobics, and you'll both be in good shape in no time at all. I'm Warren Eckstein.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is why don't bikers order in drive-thrus more often? Is it because the name drive-thru feels exclusionary? They should call it drive or ride-thru. But then I'd need three extra arms to hold my drink and burger in front.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Tara Schillen. Jennifer has the update on the Brock Turner case, or at least the judge involved in that. What a creep Brock Turner is. And a lot of people who were concerned about this judge, he ought to be recalled. Most all of us had the same indignation. If you don't remember the story, this was a Stanford University swimmer who was involved in a rape allegation, and the judge became a focal point of this. So, Jennifer, what's the update?
All right, so this judge is facing a recall effort over the sexual assault sentence that he gave Brock Turner, a former Stanford University swimmer, and he's defending himself publicly for the very first time, saying it's his job to consider lighter sentences for first-time offenders and that he can't allow public opinion to factor into his decisions. He said California law requires every judge to consider rehabilitation and probation for first-time offenders. And that's not just him saying that. That's right. That's Superior Court Judge Aaron Persky, who wrote in a statement filed with the Santa Clara County Registrar of Voters. The statement makes no direct reference to Brock Turner, but the six-month sentence that he gave Turner last year spurred outrage and brought on this recall effort to get him off the bench. He said, as a judge, my role is to consider both sides. It's not always popular, but it's the law, and I took an oath to follow it without regard to public opinion or my opinions as a former prosecutor. He added that he has fought vigorously for victims when he was a prosecutor. Now, if approved by the county, his statement will appear on the petitions for his recall, along with the statement filed by his opponents, the people trying to get him out. Those opponents, a group led by Stanford University law professor Michelle Dauber, filed paperwork on Monday with the registrar in their first formal step to trying to get him off the bench. The group will have 160 days to gather 59,000 signatures of registered voters needed to qualify for the measure to get it on the ballot.
Is that appropriate?
I don't know. I mean, I understand that you have to look at the age and the conditions of the person that you're sentencing. But when you have the rumor mill spinning around this judge that said that he was kind of on the take, or that he had possibly showed sympathy to other college athletes in the past, I mean, I think it's a lot to consider. I mean, clearly it's not easy, and there's a lot of gray area, and there are a lot of lives affected irreversibly in all of this. But
And this Brock Turner was, he could have gotten 14 years behind bars. He got 6 months, and then the judge said, well, you've already been in jail, so 3 months. He cut it in half again, so he only had 3 months that he actually served. I don't know of another judge who would have made that same call. I don't know.
Is this something that men and women have different opinions on?
I think to some extent, I think you'd probably get more sympathy from men than you would from women, for sure.
More sympathy from men
definitely.
As a judge? No, I'm talking about opinion-wise. Do men see this?
Oh, I see what Jen says. Okay, I see what you mean, yeah.
I'm not typical when it comes to men and my feelings about things like this. I know a lot of guys
who are outraged by this.
Right. As well, everybody shouldn't make a difference whether you're a man or a woman.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of thing. There's way too much of this kind of thing.
Yep.
Turner became a lightning rod for it, but there's plenty of other examples of this kind of stuff going on college campuses all around the country where athletes are given passes for stuff like this, and it's just damnable. It is.
It happens way too often.
Yeah.
Look, we talk about, like, you know, what, I forget which team it was. Was it Michigan? The coach has to step down now because of all the hookers that they were hiring for recruits and for the team members and the basketball team.
I mean, was that Kentucky or
was it Kentucky? You're right. We keep hearing the same stories. It's a rape culture.
And obviously around the same time as Brock Turner, there was Baylor who had
Baylor.
Same thing, only worse than Kentucky. So it's not that I think an example should have been made of Brock Turner, because I'm not a fan of that, but it's just, I think it's frustrating. Yes, like, if someone has never done anything before, then maybe they shouldn't go to jail for 20 years, but how insulting is that to the person that it happened to?
What happens if you only murdered once?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you get a softer sentence too?
It should be just as bad as if, you know, every life is
just as
important.
I never killed anybody before, give me a little extra.
Yeah, but that's what this judge is saying. That's the argument he's making, and that's ludicrous.
And for some, if you believe what happens under the circumstances, it almost is as bad as being killed. It ruins the lifeline for some. Jen, you started to say something.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I hate to say that this was a life sentence, because I want to be sympathetic to this person.
Which person?
This girl. The victim, of course. Because her life will be changed. That being said, I think we've all done, and I'm not trying to make excuses for him. I just would say I would probably have a hard time if he had just thrown the book at him as a first-time offender and sent him away for 14 years, because we've all done a lot of really dumb things. This is probably one of the worst. But, Victoria, I mean, really, at 14 years for a college student, I don't know.
14 years for raping a woman?
I don't know.
Well, what would you think would be worth 14 years then? What if
let me just finish this thought because I can understand, and believe me, I can understand what this judge is saying when you have to weigh the situation around it. We have to know what's going into it, what kind of person this person is. I think there are a lot of things that need to weigh into these decisions. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not saying he needed 14 years, but he got 3 months.
Okay. That's insane. It was ridiculous.
So here's where I come in with a totally different approach to it. I don't believe once a rapist, a drug dealer, a murderer, all of them go to jail and never get out. They don't deserve a second chance. You can say all you want about rehab and all this other stuff. But people, this is a societal thing that added to that is a psychological thing to it. These people are dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And they have no regard for anybody but themselves. And there has to be a tune-up to that. Now, you can say maybe younger people like this will learn.
I believe that about sexual predators. I don't know that they can be rehabilitated. I think a lot of people can be rehabilitated. I don't know if sexual predators are. I guess
but that's
what I would
he
just,
is.
Well, and that's the thing. I would have to weigh in. Is this like some drunken idiot, or is this someone who was looking for an easy mark?
Bragged and I think, about it and laughed about it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And so maybe throw the book at him.
Yeah, and dragged her to a dumpster. I mean, I don't know. I just don't think there's any redeeming quality about this
person. I guess what I'm saying is I can understand where the judge is saying we need to, because I think the law does allow for this, by the way. We need to understand the circumstances. Now, in this case, it may be that this guy's a total waste of time and there's nothing to even consider. But, you know, I understand what his statement would mean.
I mean, going back to what you were saying, yes, we've all done dumb things. I don't consider raping someone a dumb thing.
That's... But what I'm saying is this fraternity culture, which is something that we should talk about because I think it's really important. Because, look, I don't think, no matter what amount of alcohol is in my system, I don't ever think I would be capable of harming someone
Riding
in that
someone
way.
Someone behind a dumpster.
Exactly. Right. And so obviously there's something going on there, but there's this fraternity. I mean, look at the kid who died because of the fraternity games where they're shoving alcohol down his throat and he couldn't even. What is going on college campuses, I think, is part of how to prevent this in the future. I mean, this group mentality thing is really frightening, and that's somehow what these people fall into.
And that's what I think this whole situation with the judge has also brought to light, is that so many times, for some reason, things that happen on college campuses are not treated as if they're not treated like they would be in the real world.
Right.
Like, a lot of crimes.
Well, because of the age.
Yeah, so a lot of crimes happen on college campuses, whether it's sexual assault or something like this, where the kid actually died in a fraternity. But for some reason, they're just, you know, handled by the university and not by actual cops.
Law enforcement.
And I think that's kind of an issue, is that people get a smack on the wrist by the university, but it doesn't have any real life effects on their life. And I guess what the judge is saying, that, you know, they're young and so they should have a chance to, you know, move on from this and go further in life. But I don't.
What about her chance? What about her chance?
I don't know that it teaches them anything if nothing happens to them. I think that something in the real world has to happen to them so that they don't do it again in the future.
And, you know, it's time for a real serious conversation with girls as well, who do not want to be stuck in victims in a situation where they can become a victim. I mean, talk about traveling in packs, and it's a sad statement that you can't just go and have a great time and let all caution fly to the wind. But I really think that you do. I think parents do a really great disservice by saying that everybody is kind of out to be your friend. I mean, you need to really look at people as who's going to victimize you, and you got to be careful about putting yourself
in those
situations.
God, I think prevention
now
is important, but I really, really want to have the discussion about the other culture first, because I want to try as hard as I can to stop this. I'm so tired.
My sister is 3 years younger than I am. 3 years ago, she told me she was molested by the guy who lived across the street, who was a babysitter.
Mm. Oh.
Never knew from that life, and there are other things that have gone on in her life that were challenging as a teenager. But it started apparently with this guy, and I never knew it. And so my whole thought process about him and his family, too, that were very close to us when we were growing up, changed as a result of her telling me that. And I know that my daughter had a close brush a couple of times with things like this. And so you know, it's going to affect everybody. And the more you let people get away with it, the more it's going to affect us.
Right.
And that's why I feel the way that I do. All right. Good conversation, ladies. Thank you. 45 past the hour. We'll check sports in just a matter of moments. If you're hiring, looking for the best person is your job. You're the boss. You're in charge. You need a new person to fill a job opening, and you're trying to find the best candidate because that's your job. Your job, if you own the company or are important to the cog in the company wheel, you need to be getting support for the owners, for the great talent that you already have. So here's what you do. You go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, and you use their facility. First time is free. They'll take your description of what you need in your company, and you'll post it. One click, it does it all. The efficiency here is amazing. The matches are superb. The right people will be funneled to you within 24 hours. That's really Zip. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it. Prove it to yourself how well it works, no matter whether you have a big company or a small company. I'll go through from time to time the list of the companies. There's a California company called Sunland Garden Products. Jennifer, you may know of. They are using the folks at ZipRecruiter. You'll find the best. You want the best. You deserve the best. You'll have the best. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Post that job. Help your business. Make it fit. Get qualified. Good, Doug. qualified. The qualified kind of candidate that you want. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time for using it without cost first time around. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. On Summer Right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months of $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017. There was 57 channels.
Let's check the sports info. Here's Victoria with the story of this 80-year-old basketball player, a woman.
It's a whole team.
We were talking about somebody who was in this league last week. I was in awe. So what's the story with the team?
Well, the San Diego Splash is the name of the team. They're a senior women's basketball team. They play 3-on-3 in 30-minute half-court games, and they're apparently extremely successful. They are the oldest team under the San Diego Senior Women's Basketball Association. Players have to be 80 or above, which is incredible. But this team, the San Diego Splash, have won two titles at the National Senior Games, and they have 9 women on the roster, including Meg Skinner and Grace Larson, both of whom are 91. Playing basketball competitively. They were both born in the 20s and 30s, and they were interviewed by ESPNW, and Grace Larson said, well, I was 78 when I got my first basketball shoes, so that was a thrill. Growing up, we didn't have sports like the girls do today. We didn't have the opportunity to play, and so now they all say that they have outlived all of their friends and family, and they attribute it to not only just the exercise, but the social connectedness, which has medically been proven to help seniors live longer.
It's psychological, it's physical, all of those things. So maybe there ought to be a guys' basketball league that plays.
I'm sure there is.
Girls.
Yeah.
All right, 50 minutes after the hour.
Yeah, Doug.
Yeah.
Hey.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
On your heart as a cardiologist. He's familiar with all kinds of things that will help you live well into your 90s, 100. That's the goal. I guess it's a subtle goal. I've said plenty of times. I picked out the number 104. I think you visualize that. As long as I'm healthy, as long as you're healthy, and Ken is here to keep you healthy, as we'll go through some of the research that he's done and he's come across in the past week or so, so that we can help you think. It is all about thinking. Think about your health. Bring it to a level of importance that it deserves. After all, you're nothing if you don't have your health. So let's dig around in some of these things in just a moment.
Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. Leading into the busy summer travel season, Bank of America, in partnership with Condé Nast Traveler, created the Joy Index to explore the connection between happiness and travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Science shows that traveling makes us happy. Different cultures, new adventures, and relaxation. I found that these things in my research drastically improve our happiness and energy. We explored the unique factors that make a trip memorable to create the Joy Index, a list of 10 most joyous destinations. And based on all this work, we curated specific must-dos for each destination that are all eligible purchases for redemption on the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card points to offset their costs. With the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points per dollar spent anywhere, anytime, making your next memorable experience closer than you think.
For more information, visit cntraveler.com/joyindex.
All right, let's get to Dr. Ken and his report on sleep disorder. The more you, or maybe this is a better way of putting this, Ken, is the less you sleep, the more likely you are to have Alzheimer's. Is that what's come out of this study?
That's what it seems to be true. Sleep is so important for so many things. We know the heart, it's important. But the news this week is if you don't get enough sleep, you're at increased risk for getting Alzheimer's disease. 7 to 8 hours a night is key for all adults.
Why would that be, though? What's the ramification? What is not having enough sleep do? What has that got to do with your brain, do you think?
Well, the study wasn't powered enough to figure that out. But it just seems to me that the brain needs to be reset. It needs to get rid of inflammatory cells. It needs to get adequate nutrition. And all of this takes some rest each night.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's take page 2 of this, a study on dementia. A lot of people think Alzheimer's and dementia are the same thing. They are. Would you mind just taking a moment and explaining the difference between Alzheimer's and dementia? Does one lead to the other?
Well, it usually does. Dementia is a problem where you can't think or remember properly, and Alzheimer's is just a particular kind of dementia where there's a typical abnormality seen in the brain itself, and it's just a very common dementia.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this study about head injury, this is back to football and soccer, and whether you have a car crash or whatever it is that affects your head, this takes its toll as you go down the pike, right?
Absolutely. PLOS Medicine this week does it. About 1.7 million Americans experience some form of traumatic brain injury each year, often resulting from a fall, a car accident, or a firearm accident. A severe head injury, especially during middle age, could dramatically boost the risk for developing dementia later in life. 3.5% of persons with moderate to severe traumatic brain injury are diagnosed with dementia later in life.
Wow. All right, I'm looking for something good in the study. You every week bring us 6 or 7 different things that you've read in the various medical journals that will affect our lives. Is this vitamin D guideline study good news? You've talked about vitamin D on this program for years and years and years.
Right, because low vitamin D levels, they've been linked to heart disease and cancer. There are two types of vitamin D, Doug, which are known as D2 and D3. The study discovered that vitamin D3 is twice as effective at raising vitamin D levels in the body as D2. Those who consume D3 through fish eggs or vitamin D3-containing supplements, they're twice as likely to raise their vitamin D status than when consuming D-rich foods such as mushrooms, V2, fortified bread, or vitamin D2-containing supplements.
D3 better than D2. All right. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the DJV Experience at 59 past the hour.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.